Welcome to the Waterhole Habitat. This platform overlooks a vast open grassy area of nearly 40 acres, some of which is not entirely visible due to a hill in the distance. Here a range of different species, zebra, giraffe, eland and ostrich, all live side by side in this African plains habitat. As in the wild, these species can live together as their food sources are not competing. A dry watercourse to your left carves through the landscape, opening into a waterhole which may have water or may be lined with caked dry mud, cracked on the surface depending on the time of year. A bridge has been built over the deepest section for vehicles to cross. The Zuloop shuttle bus passes through this habitat on the dirt roads that wind through the area. On the other side of the bridge, the road forks. One track snakes away to the north to the exit of the African Plains area, where a neat little heritage stone cottage sits up on the hillside. The other loops through the main habitat where the buses crawl along slowly to bring the passengers very close to the wildlife. Animals have right of way in the park, and if a giraffe is on the path, then the bus has to wait till they decide to amble off in their own good time. The habitat includes tall feeding poles. The giraffes gather and reach up with their necks fully extended to nibble from a tree branch, their food source, suspended high attached to the top of the steel tower. Other towers might only have the stalks of the branches hanging desolately, the leaves already devoured. Giraffes and eland might be gathered feeding around other wood and mesh bucket-shaped feeders on poles. The giraffe feeds from the top and the eland cleans up the spillage and leftovers on the ground below. Several covered areas with canvas sails are held up between metal poles to create shade. Here there may be eland resting together, seated on the ground, or a solitary giraffe taking respite from the sun. The giraffe. The giraffe is the tallest of all mammals. The fully grown adult can reach an overall height of 5.5 metres or more, with an extremely elongated neck up to 2.4 metres in length. Like humans, a giraffe's neck only contains 7 vertebrae, but they are very large. The giraffe extends its neck and tilts its head up to graze on leaves high in the trees, acacia trees mostly. They have a short, stiff brown mane that runs the length of their necks. The giraffe's body is short and slopes downward to the hindquarters, with long tufts of dark hair on the end of the thin tail. The legs are extremely long, with the front and back legs about the same length. The hooves of the large male giraffes can be 31 centimetres by 25 centimetres in diameter. The head is triangular with prominent skin-covered horn-like structures called ossicones, which can reach 13.5 centimetres. The eyes are located on the sides of the head, the small alert ears are movable, and its extended pointed muzzle has slit-shaped nostrils. The upper lip is flexible and hairy to protect against sharp prickles, and the giraffe's black tongue is about 45 centimetres long and can grasp foliage and delicately pick off leaves. The coat has large chestnut-coloured patches that are outlined with a broad cream-coloured line. This covers the entire body apart from the lower legs, which have no pattern, giving the impression of wearing white stockings. The coat patterns are distinct for each giraffe, like unique fingerprints are for humans. The giraffes may be sitting in the grass, walking gracefully with a rocking motion of their long necks, alone or in a herd, or galloping often as a group. Surprisingly, they can reach speeds of 60 kilometres per hour. The eland. The eland is one of the largest antelopes in the world. Its top speed is about 40 kilometres per hour max. However, it has the endurance to maintain a trot indefinitely, despite its size. It's remarkably agile, and they can jump a 2-metre fence from standstill. Eland's bodies are cow-like, with strong, thick neck and shoulders, barrel-like torso with large, rounded rump. The forelegs are shorter than the hind legs, and their feet are hooved. A flap of skin, called a dewlap, hangs down beneath their throats, often with a tassel of fur. The head is slender with long muzzle and large moist nostrils and mouth. Both male and females have long black spiralling horns, though female horns tend to be longer and thinner. Common elands have light tawny brown coloured coats marked with 12 pale vertical torso stripes, which enable them to blend into their surroundings. Their dark markings include spots or garters at the back of their forelegs, a short neck mane, and dark tuft on the end of their thin tails. Males can also have mask-like fur across their faces and brush-like knob of hair on their heads. As they grow older, their coat colour changes to a bluish grey. The male elands are larger than the females and weigh between 400 and 1,000 kilograms, with the females between 300 and 600 kilograms. Their height at the top of the shoulder averages 1.8 metres for males and 1.6 metres for females, and the body length ranges from 2 metres to 3.5 metres. Eland live harmoniously with the other species in the waterhole habitat. They may be gathered in the distance grazing on the upper northern slope or feeding under the draft towers or sitting down under the shade shelters, dozing in the middle of the day. Eland are non-territorial antelope and often form large herds in the wild. Here at Monarto Safari Park, they may be divided into smaller, separate groups of males, females, and juveniles. The ostrich. Ostriches are the largest and heaviest living bird in the world. Males are jet black with white feathers and bright red or blue skin. Females are fairly uniform in colour, with earthy grey-brown plumage and skin. An adult male may be 2.75 metres tall. Almost half of its height is its neck and weighs more than 150 kilograms. The female is somewhat smaller. The males have black feathers covering their body. The wing and long tail feathers finish with white plumes on the tips. The whitish-blue skin of their long, thin, featherless necks and legs differentiate them from the females. Females are fairly uniform in colour, with earthy grey-brown plumage and skin. Ostriches have unique feathers that are loose, soft and smooth, giving them a shaggy look. The ostriches have small, compact heads with ear holes on either side, and their large, round eyes are framed by long, protective eyelashes. The sharp beak is small, particularly in ratio with the rest of their body. These toothless omnivores eat roots, leaves, seeds, insects, small rodents, lizards, and snakes. Unlike humans, the ostrich's long bony legs bend backwards at their knee joint. They are quite possibly the only animal to have two kneecaps in each leg, and its powerful foot has one claw-like toenail on each of its two toes. Ostriches are the fastest runners of any bird or other two-legged animal and can sprint at over 70 kilometers per hour, covering up to 5 meters in a single stride. During the breeding season, the male's legs, face, and neck turn a pinky red colour to attract a female, as well as performing an elaborate courtship display by fanning their feathers, kneeling on the ground, and swaying from side to side. They may also dance to impress the females, strutting around in circles, bobbing their heads up and down, and flapping their wings in a display of strength and agility. The ostriches in the park today may be seated in the grass, resting, or strolling around, curious to explore anything new in the area. They love to roll around, bathing in the dirt, flicking and scuffing the soil into their feathers to keep themselves clean and free of mites. An ostrich can make a variety of sounds, including whistles, hoots, hisses, and a deep, booming growl that sounds like the roar of a lion. Most of the time, however, ostriches are quite silent. The zebra. Zebras live on the African savanna, and the lion is the most prevalent predator. Muscular and horse-like in shape, the zebra has a relatively short neck, long, alert ears that can swivel for accurate hearing, and very keen eyesight that can spot movement at great distances. Their large eyes are set far back on their heads, giving them a wide field of vision. The thick mane down its neck is made from stiff black hair with a tuft of hair on its head, rather than the long floppy fringe of a horse. Four-legged with hooved feet, the back haunches are strong and the kick of a zebra is very powerful. The tail also has a long black tuft on the end to flick away the flies. Standing up to 1.5 metre tall at the shoulder, the males, stallions, can weigh from 220 to 350 kilograms, while the females, mares, can be from 175 to 250 kilos. Zebras have bold black and white striped patterns. The coat appears to be white with black stripes, as indicated by the belly and legs when unstriped, but underneath the fur, the skin is black. Fun fact, the white-coloured stripes can be 18 degrees cooler than the black ones. The zebra's young, foals, are born with brown and white coats, and the brown darkens with age. Zebras use their stripes to camouflage themselves in tall grasses and can confuse predators who are unable to clearly define one individual animal when they move as a group. Importantly, their stripes are also used to define each other. Each foal is born with a unique stripe pattern which is imperative for identification and survival in the wild. Zebras may rest their heads on each other's backs. This close embrace is actually a survival behaviour. While in this position together, the zebras have 360-degree view of their surroundings. Zebras are herbivores and feed mostly by grazing on the grass, although they might also browse a bit on the leaves and stems of bushes. They graze for many hours each day, using their strong front teeth to clip off the tips of the grass.